Kiss from Hashem. Okay. So v'chein yardin shenot amizav v'nasal nozeh. So the Gemara says, "Baganuv amikah chazdei demiayish." So take Gemara papa belista mezuyin. No, it's a case of belista mezuyin. The ganuv was a case where the guy comes with a gun, holds it to your head, and takes your money. That's what ganuv means. So there was yayish. Says Gemara, that's gazlan. So yeah, trey gavni gazlan. There are two examples of gazlan. Gazlan where he's not armed. Gazlan where he is armed. Fine, all of that's wonderful. But the Gemara started by telling us that there is this Mishnah, Haganav Shenatal Mizeh V'Nasa Mizeh, or Tosefta, whatever it is, a Braisa. Haganav Shenatal Mizeh V'Nasa Mizeh, Gazan Shenatal Mizeh V'Nasa Mizeh, Yardin Shenatal Mizeh V'Nasa Mizeh. Of all rivers to choose, why Dafka the Yardin? So what does Rashi tell us? Oh, why did you choose Yardin? Because when you live near the Yardin, every example is a Yardin. Right? Whenever we have to give an example of a barbarous Sarabim, and we're in Queens, what do we say? Main Street. Right? If we were in the Five Towns, we'd say Central Avenue. If we're in Manhattan, we'd say Broadway. Good. So whenever you live near something, so you give that example of wherever you live. Right? That's reasonable, says Rashi. Come the Rishonim and say, ah, come on. That's not how Gemara is going to pick Yardin because the Tana lived near the Yardin, but it's nothing special about the Yardin. Difficult to understand. So a couple of questions. First of all, why Dafka Yardin? Second of all, just we'll put out the questions to begin with. There is another Gemara that we're going to have about Zuto Shalyam. Yeah, on Chaf Beis on the Beis, about 7 lines into the page, 8 lines into the page. Tashma, Raya number 12, the final Raya in this sugya. Dam Rabbi Yochum Shum Rabbi Shol Ben Yotzadet. Mi nayin la aveda sheshtof anor shei mutares. How do I know that if an aveda was taken away by the river, that it's mutter, you're allowed to keep it? Dichsiv, v'chein tasa l'chamaro, v'chein tasa l'samasa, v'chein tasa l'chol, v'chein tasa l'chicha shetovan mimenu matzasa. Mi sha'avud ha'imenu mutsu yetzel kaladam. When is there a din of Hashavas Aveda? When it's lost from its owner, but other people have access to it. As opposed to when something is swept away by the river, it's lost to everybody. It's not Mitzuyah by anyone. Okay, fine. So bottom line is, the Gemara tells us, that when you have a situation of Zuto Shalyam, what's the halacha? I mean, the yam takes something away, what's the halacha? The Torah makes it after. There's no din of Hashavas Aveda. Right? So now we have a case of Yardin, and we say, oh, why is it Mashanatal? Because it's a technicality of Yayush. No, forget about the technicality of Yayush. This is Zuto Shalyam. This is the Torah says that this is after. Why would Yardin not just be an example? Meaning it's mamish, it's a yam. So two questions. First of all, why Dafka Yardin as opposed to anything else? So Rashi said because they live near the Yardin. Okay, maybe. Second of all, how can you give an example of Yardin that's not Zuto Shalyam? So furthermore, the Kasha and Rashi, the Rishonim raised the Kasha, the Rashva raises it somewhat cryptically and he quotes the wrong Masechta. When he raises the kasha, the Rashba says it's Gemara in Arachin, Erechin. It's really Gemara in Bechoros. So in the note they fix it. In the footnote they fixed it. What? The Ritva got it right. Okay. So there's a Gemara in Maseches Bechoros where the Gemara tells us that when it comes to Meiser Behema, it can't be Mitzareif animals on Shnei Tzidei Yardin, on two sides of the Yardin. What does it mean to be mitzareif for Ma'aser Behema? So for Ma'aser Behema, one thing you need in order to do the mitzvah of Ma'aser Behema, at a bare minimum, what do you need? 10 animals. You need 10 animals that are born that year in order to do Ma'aser Behema. And the 10 animals have to be together. Now, really, the halacha is they're supposed to be nichnas l'dir. You're supposed to put them in a pen, right? And then you're supposed to open up the door just a little bit, and they're supposed to get out one at a time. And you're supposed to count them as you go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then you mark the 10th one, and that's your Meiser. So there are Mishnayos you know, the, about in Bikurim, about what if you mark the 11th one as 10 and you called it 10 because you lost count in the middle. You know, you have your annoying little brother next to you the whole time as you're trying to count 1, 2, 3, and they're like 7, 4, 2, 9. You know, like, and you just and you lose count, and then, so you mark, you called the 9th one 10, the 10th one 10, the 11th one, the 10th one 9, the 11th one 10. Right? You have all these interesting Mishnayos. But that's really what you're supposed to Nichlas Adir. You know, the famous Musarvart they say from Rav Pam, I think Rav Pam says from the Chafetz Chaim. That why can't you just like do a head count? Okay, I know I have 100 animals. I'll give 10 for my sabeima. Why do I have to open up the thing and 1, 2? I have to count it out. So he says it's to remind you of how lucky you are, that Hashem is not demanding of you at all. Because if you think, oh, I have 100 animals, I got to give 10 animals. I have to give up 10. That's a lot to give up. But if we make you go through the process, 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 4 for me, 5 for me, 6 for me, 7 for me, 8 for me, 9 for me. Okay, 1 I can give up. You know, then it becomes psychologically, it becomes much easier. But the halacha is, even if they're not nichlas ladir, it still counts as ma'aser behema. Even if it's out in the sada somewhere, it still works as ma'aser behema. But it's only when there's a tziruf of different animals. If they're on two sides of the yardin, it's not ma'aser behema. So asks the Gemara Maseches Becharos, why do you dafka say two sides of the Yarden, shnei tzidei Yarden? The Gemara says it could be any river. They're separate. They don't have access to each other. It could be any river. And the Gemara's answer is not because the Tana live near the Yarden. Right? That's not the Gemara's answer. So says the Rashba and the Ritva, if Rashi's correct that whenever we say Yarden, it means Yarden v'hu adin, any river. We say Main Street, they say Broadway, they say Central Avenue, whatever, wherever you're around, wherever you live. So how come the Gemara didn't answer that question? Sounds like when the Tana says Yarden, he means Yarden, that there is something special about the Yarden. So now bring it back to us. What's special about the Yarden over here? So for that reason, all the Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi. And they say, oh, we're totally misunderstanding this whole thing. Yarden over here is not about a din of Hashavas Aveda. When we say that Mashanatal Natal Mashanasan Nasan, when we talk about Yarden, what's it really about? It's not about Hashavas Aveda. It's about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. At sometimes, you know, the Yarden will be diverted. It will change paths. An earthquake happens. A tsunami. I don't know. Some event happens, and the Yarden changes paths. Now the border of Eretz Yisrael has changed. Where the land of Eretz Yisrael is has changed. Wild. That's what Yarden is about. What's the obvious kasha on that? If that's what Yarden means, the obvious kasha is what's it doing here, right? Why would we have that over here? Over here we're learning about Metziah, we're learning El Metziah. Why in the world would we care about, you know, I mean, we always care about Eretz Yisrael, but like, why would it be brought up? So the Ramban raises that question, and he says, because it's the same Lashon applies, Mashanas and Nasan, Mashanat and Natan. You know, each one has to say something is Lav Dafka. Rashi, who interprets it to be about an Aveda, says, okay, so Yardin is Lav Dafka. The Ramban, who goes to Yerushalmi, interprets it to be about Kedush Eretz Yisrael, says, yeah, okay, Mashanas and Nasan, Mashanat and Natal. The whole bringing up of the case is Lav Dafka. That's what the Ramban says. If Yarden has nothing to do with Aveda, then, and the Ramban, the Rishonim point out, you got to change our whole Gemara. Because what did the Gemara say to us on top? Bish lama gazlan vi yarden dekachazilu umiyayish. Both by gazlan and yarden there was yayush. If yarden is back to Eretz Yisrael, it has nothing to do with yayush. So how would you change it? Just take out the word yarden. Bish lama gazlan dekamiyayish elagan of mikachazilei demiyayish. Right, that's what you do. And yeah, obviously, if you're going to take out the word yarden, you change the word lahu to lay, right? Because lahu is plural and lay is singular. Wonderful. So that's how the Ramban handles it. Well, let's talk about for a second. What exactly is this? The reality of this. Meaning, let's assume like the Ramban. Let's assume like this Yerushalmi, that Yarden defines Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Is that always true? We have three Ari Miklat and Ever Yardin, three Ari Miklat and Eretz Yisrael proper. We have Chiv Chumas and Maisros and Ever Yardin. Ever Yardin, we have, you know, the halacha is that Yovel is knowing Bizman Sharov Yoshve Aleha. What does it mean, Rov Yoshve Aleha? The majority of the Jewish people live in Eretz Yisrael. And you need Chalukas HaShvatim. That every Shevet recognizes its ancestral land and lives in its ancestral land, then Yovel comes back. We might already have Rov Yoshve Aleha now, but we don't have the Chalukas HaShvatim. Good. What does Chalukas HaShvatim mean? It means 2.5 tribes are not going to be on our side of the Yarden. They're going to be on the other side of the Yarden. Apparently, it's part of the definition of getting Kedusha, full Kedusha Sa'aretz. And now we're saying that the Yarden is the border, that there's no Kedusha Sa'aretz on the other side of the Yarden. And furthermore, what determines Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? How are we Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael? In the times of Yeshua, they walk into Eretz Yisrael, it's already Kadosh. Kibush is Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. Well, let's talk even from the beginning, right? From the very beginning. So if we're talking about part of the Ever Yarden that was subject to Kibush, well, Kibush happens at wherever Kibush happens, it works. If there's no Kibush, then there's no Kedusha even Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, again, it's all totally on Kibush. So the Dvar Avram raises this question: why do I need the Yarden to determine what's Kadosh? Kibush determines what has Kadosh Eretz Yisrael and what doesn't have Kadosh Eretz Yisrael. So Dvar Avram has a Sefri that he quotes. You know, there was Rav Menachem Zemba has a similar discussion to the Dvar Avram. Rav Menachem Zemba has a sefer that, you know, Rav Menachem Zemba was one of these Pelish Ga'enim. There was this group of people who were like, works for a living. I think Rav Menachem Zemba worked in like a hardware store or something. You know, it's like, where do I get that wrench? Oh, it's an aisle 3, right? It's Rav Menachem Zemba. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula. So he had a chaver who wrote a commentary on the Sifri Zuta, and he asked for Menachem Zemba to write some comments back. So Menachem Zemba said, you know, no problem, and he wrote him a 100-page kuntras on the Yasser Kedushas called the Otzer HaSifri. Like, these are the kinds of Pesach Gaonim, you know, that they, when Rabbi Soloveitchik was talking about how in the Holocaust 90% of Polish Jewry was wiped out. These are the kinds of people that were lost. So, but the Dvar Avraham raises very, very the same issues as Menachem Zemba, and he points out to the Sifri in Parshas Ekev. Why Parshas Ekev? What happens in Parshas Ekev? So Parshas Ekev is Kol Makom Asher Tidruch Kafraglucha, right? At the end of Parshas Ekev, am I wrong about that? I think Ramban over there says that that's a reference to Kibush, that when we go and we're Kovish Eretz Yisrael, that's where it has Kedusha. So the Sefri says that after we're Kovish, all of Eretz Yisrael, only then are we able to be Kovish and be Mekadish Chutz Laretz. Meaning, there are two areas. There's Eretz Yisrael proper, and there's Aratzos Hanasafos. There's additional lands. Now, in order to have Kedusha of an additional land that's conquered afterwards, and that becomes an extension of Eretz Yisrael, like we said yesterday, it needs to be contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. It can't just be, like Rav Soloveitchik said, the Rav Zatzal said, just because you bought a house in Boston, it doesn't mean that Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, and that his house in Boston has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Right? It's obviously not just an extension of Eretz Yisrael. But the Sefri says that Aratzos HaNosafos, that we could have only after Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, then parts of Chutz Laretz could be added on. And that's the difference between the Yarden, Shenatal V'Nasan, that the edge of the Yarden is shayich, one side of the Yarden is shayich to actual Kedusha Eretz Yisrael after Kibush. The other side, you can only be Mekadesh as an extension of. So Kibush of the Eivar Yarden, why were Bnei Gad, you raised the question before, Bnei Gad, Bnei Ruven, we're punishing them, we're mad at them, why do you want to be here, there's no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael there. There wasn't. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, there wasn't. There couldn't be. because Kedusha Eretz Yisrael has to be the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael can only extend to Harotzes HaSmuchos if there's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael proper. Once you have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael proper, then the Kedusha can extend. You know, Rabbi Nachum Zenbay, I think, writes that that's why what does Gemara tell us in Second Parak HaMakos? That there's three Arei Miklat on Eivar Yarden, three Arei Miklat. And when do the three Arei Miklat on Eivar Yarden, when do they take effect? Only when the one is Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it could just be Davar Pasha. Why? Because Arei Miklat have to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's because there's Eretz Yisrael. So when the others take effect means when there's kibush, when there's kedusha Yisrael. So now the kedusha can extend back. That's what the Gemara makes a big deal about how Moshe Rabbeinu went out of his way to designate those three cities, even though he knew that during his lifetime they weren't going to do anything, because he wasn't going to be in Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't going to have an opportunity to be kovesh and to see through the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So. Are there any other differences between Eivar HaYarden and Eretz Yisrael proper in Halacha? So Shachter pointed out that Rav Yeshua Kuttner says in one of his Svarim that, you know, when did the Ari Miklat start being Chal? When did they start being Kolei? Right away or after 14 years of Kibush V'chiluk? So it happened right away. They didn't have to wait for Kibush V'chiluk. So what you have to say is that even though Kibush is what's Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael proper doesn't need full Kibush. Right? It was our entering the land and the beginning of the process of Kibush. Right? The Gemara tells us that the Navi itself tells us Kibush took 7 years. The Gemara tells us Chiluk must have taken around the same amount of time. And we know it's only after Kibush V'Chiluk that we have full Kedusha. How do we know that? Because we just said, Yovel's only knowing when you have Chiluk, when all the Shvatim know where they are. So you're only going to have full Kedusha when it's Kibush V'Chiluk. But apparently, to have the Inyan of Aratzos HaNosafos, it's good enough for it to happen immediately. There's a Mishnah Bikurim. That there's no bikurim on Eivar HaYarden, because it's not Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. It only has the Dinei Aratzos HaNosafos. And Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash is only for Eretz Yisrael proper. So there's this big nafgamina, even though, yes, there is Kedush Eretz Yisrael on Eivar HaYarden, it still requires a border, because there are halachas, bikurim, whether the Kedusha can be chal immediately. And because the Kedusha cannot be Chal immediately, because it only has Kedusha B'Torah, Saratzos HaNosafos, so that's why you have this issue. There's a Mishnah in... does the Mishnah say that the Omer can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael proper and not from Eivar HaYarden? Oh, anyone learned Menachos recently? Come on, off your game. All right, I think there's something like that. There are several nafkaminas between Eivar HaYarden and Eretz Yisrael as far as its kedusha is concerned. And then one more point over here. There's a Tosus in Yevamos where Tosus writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that the din of Shemitah is noeg in Eretz Sichon Va'og. And the Gemara over there discusses that. The Rishonim of their discuss rather Eretz Amon Umoav that Sichon conquered, whether there's no Igdin Shemitah or not. Meaning, the lands that were originally Amon Umoav lands that Sichon conquered. Eivar HaYarden was also Eretz Sichon. But apparently that Vaday had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That wasn't even a Shaila. Right? So again, you could add that to our list of questions. Right? Wait a second. If Eivar HaYarden is not really Eretz Yisrael, it's the border, so why do you assume that Shemitah applies there automatically and the whole Shaila is only Amun Umoav? Right? You know, the what does the Pasuk say? Amun Umoav Tiru B'Sichon. Right? That's what Chazal say. Bo v'chashev cheshbono shalolo. What happens? Sichon defeats Amun Umoav and they think, wow, we are a military power. And why did Hashem make it that Sichon would defeat Amun Umoav?
Because we can't defeat Amnumo. We have a limitation, right? And we're not allowed to fight them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have that land. So what did he do? He made that Sichon defeat them. Oh, we have no limitations in terms of fighting Sichon. Good. Cheshbon HaShalom, we were talking about before, zooming out a little bit, seeing big picture. You know, sometimes in the moment, they think like they're victorious. They don't realize that their victory is really their loss. They're a pawn in Jewish history. So these are all of the rayas. The Chazon Ish also quotes this inyan. I saw the Masifta, they say that they quote from the Chazon Ish in Shviyas, that when Shevet Ruvein, the Gemara in Erechin says that when Shevet Ruvein and Gad and Chatzis Shevet Menashe were sent into Galus, so Yovel was batel. So you see that Shemitah and Yovel, so Noeg, only when Kol Yoshvei Aleha, and part of Kol Yoshvei Aleha is to have the 2.5 tribes in the land that they belong on. So that's so you do have this inyan of kedusha of Eivor Hayarden. It's just a different type of kedusha. Okay, you know, we'll stop there. And Bez Hashem, on Monday we'll start a new sugya.
Barbecue is next Sunday.
Barbecue is gonna, yeah, not this Sunday, next Sunday. And I think.